The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon. Oh, there we go. I said afternoon again. Let me break my habit. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's evening here in Central Texas and most assuredly on the East Coast, Mountain and West Coast. Well, it's still afternoon for you guys. We live in the Central. At any rate, this is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, on this Monday, the 8th day of January, 2018. And Ron McDonald?
Yeah, John, you sound uplifted. What's going on in your life?
Well, 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 it's not necessarily what's going on in my life. We've got Tom Lacavera. I'm going to let him tell the listening audience. Hello, Mr. Lacavera. How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you?
couldn't be finer if I was frog hair and Carolina. I guess you got some good news, bud. Spill it.
I do have some good news. In Las Vegas, Judge Navarro did dismiss with prejudice the case against the Bundys, and Cliven, not that long ago, walked out of the front of the courthouse after all this time a free man, and that's it. It is a done deal, and it is over with. They cannot re-prosecute. It's over.
Now, this was done with prejudice?
With prejudice. They cannot refile.
All right.
Yes.
So, what does this have any broader reach outside of the Bundy trial for anybody else?
Well, there was some talk. There was a luncheon that occurred immediately following this event.
And pray tell, who was at this luncheon?
Well, there was an individual who said that he was in touch with Roger Stone. And I had to clarify because I had to do some fact-checking on his statement. He originally stated that Roger Stone had announced that President Trump was prepared to pardon everyone involved in the Nevada issue and was looking into the Oregon issue. This is not apparently... it's not the accurate words from Roger Stone. What Roger Stone said was that he believed that Trump was ready to pardon the individuals involved. I just received clarification on that statement. So it was a misstatement that it is being kind of starting to catch fire because this gentleman kind of he stood up and said it as a matter of fact. And I don't want to get anybody's hopes up, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me because I do know for a fact that Judge Andrew Napolitano and Roger Stone were both not only openly and outwardly advocating for President Trump to do this, but I know that they were working behind the scenes to try and accomplish that. So I guess a little bit of euphoria from the verdict and a little wishful thinking in a state.
Okay,
it's a little bit stronger. Yeah.
Okay, you just winked out on me for about a second.
Yeah.
All right. So we know nothing about the Hammonds at this point, then?
No, we don't know anything about the Hammonds, and that's really where the focus is gonna be now. It's gonna be we need to really, really solidify our efforts. It's been so much the trials, and now we need to focus back onto where what you know, part of what caused half of it at least. So
well, and the issue still remains. What is at issue? And you know this better than anybody because, Tom, you've been out there. You were out there with the Bundys. You have been enmeshed in this. You got thrown in jail over it yourself.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, you want to talk about people that are willing to sacrifice. You're one of those people, Tom. And yes. I am greatly appreciative of that, and that's why I held your radio spot for as long as I did. How long were you in jail?
Well, it's over a year now. I was arrested on December the 6th of last year. So this December, I hit a year. So I'm a little over a year, and I'm looking at getting out any time now. It's in the process right now. They're already. I heard news today, in fact, that it is actively being worked on. So it shouldn't be much longer, I hope. It really depends upon the state that I'm moving to and how quick they are to get their wheels in gear.
All right. Well, like I said, you were a part of this network, and you were victimized by our well-meaning federales. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is that's tongue-in-cheek. Okay. Yeah, my God in heaven. So we've got I wonder if Lavoy Finicum getting murdered by an FBI agent had anything to do with this.
Well, we of course know that two FBI agents were indicted for lying about pulling the trigger on Lavoy's truck. And we also know that many of these media outlets, the only remotely debatable issue that I could see from an ideological perspective, if I was a liberal, I could say, oh, well, he looked like he was reaching. We all know that he was shot in the side and was most probably reaching towards a wound that they used to justify. But that aside, the rest of the dishonesty, the fact that they said that he deliberately tried to ram the police, to ram through the roadblock when he very clearly tried to avoid hitting anyone, and then the truck being turned into Swiss cheese. Essentially, it's a miracle that Ryan Bundy, Victoria, and Shauna Cox are even alive to tell about it, because that truck got hit so many times it was crazy. But the Jeanette Finicum is going after them in a civil suit. So, but that's just not enough.
No, it's really just not enough. No, because, Tom, this stems from what I've termed a range war, if you will, and this has been going for more than a half a century. The media on Bundy, they put out the erroneous report that, oh, he owed millions of dollars in grazing fees.
Still putting it out.
And he only actually owed $8,000.
$8,930, I think, and change. Something like that. Well, and that's even debatable because he wasn't receiving services of this management corporation, and he was providing, and this is, you know, there was a scientific report on this, he was providing a habitat for this species of turtle that they said that he was endangering. So not only were they mismanaging, they were misrepresenting, and on their own walls, I keep saying this, and I really want this to stay in people's minds, no more moo in 92, cattle free in 93. This is the mentality of the Center for Biological Diversity, who sued and sued and sued the federal government to force the people to be put into positions by these Democrats that would enact of this type of persecution on the ranchers, 53 ranchers in Clark County to one, and the last one standing said no, and he had every right in the world to say no. So,
well, while most people are out there picking, cherry picking, and relaxing in their retirement years, this man made a conscious decision. He didn't even want to make a deal when the rest of the family was let out of jail. Was that last week?
No. He said, I'll walk out a free man, or I won't walk out at all. I'm not accepting any special conditions.
There you go. And he did exactly that, and a week later, this man walks free.
Yeah, amen. I mean, whew, wow.
Now,
this is history.
It is history because now we have somewhat of a precedent set. But everybody that breathed a sigh of relief here, this is just the bump in the road. This is the speed bump. The real problem is, whose land is this anyhow?
Oh, I have some news.
Okay.
Guess who showed up to the trial? This is going to blow you away.
The jurors
that were released, they showed up.
Really?
They said they didn't want to miss it for the world.
Wow.
Now, and you know how we say that this set a precedent, but I almost argue that it set a precedent as far as we're concerned, but as far as the government is concerned, I think, remember how the last time we talked about this, I said that this is the best possible outcome at this point for the government because the jury didn't come in with a verdict. Had they come in with the verdict, then a real precedent would have been set.
Yeah.
And they couldn't have let that happen, could they?
No, and I think you're right then. I'm my irrational exuberance, there won't be a precedent set, but the pushback. Now, I want people to understand here. You know, this wasn't a bunch of wild-eyed, right-wing, tinfoil hat, conspiracy-loving, screaming meanies, maxi-zoomed weebies that showed up out there. These were people that had had enough. There was something in the wind. They understood that. They showed up armed, and as they knew the federal government was and was going to continue to do so. Now, Tom, let me ask you this. How much validity can you put behind the story that that the Fed was there to, if necessary, eliminate everybody?
I can't say everybody. However, they did have a kill list. This has been verified. It seems like what happened was Daniel Love got, and you know this happens in agencies of government all over the place. Daniel Love let the power that he was given, and the ideological push from the powers that be above him that put him in this position. He let that power get to his head, and he created this list of folks that would be taken out. And, of course, this is extrajudicial killing. It would be an extrajudicial offensive attack with that. Whether or not, you know, I mean, we could argue till the cows come home, no pun intended, that the list came from Obama. The list came, we know, from Daniel P. Love, at very least. So that much we know. And he had a bunch of people on that list. If, you know, the Bundys, of course, were at the top, the Bundy's sons and the people around them. And then, you know, they designated these other folks as the supporters in that classification as well. I also released, Ammon released it, and I just released it on RTR Truth Media on our YouTube today, a little bit more leaked footage of their training right before they threw Aunt Margaret to the ground and right before they came up and pretty much provoked all of these folks who were trying to get photographs of what they were doing. They did a little training thing with German shepherds where they were essentially releasing the German shepherds on their target. The guy all dressed up in the dog bite outfit without being offensively provoked. So they were training their officers to go on the offensive attack of protesters when they weren't threatened. And then immediately following this little training seminar thing, they immediately rounded them up and went right out to the roadside to the state or county road, rather, it's not a federal road, right where they were taking pictures. They were trying to get pictures of what was in the back of these dump trucks because they had assumed, and correctly so, by the way, that they were killing these cattle and trying to hide them. And that's where they were trying to get evidence and take photo and video of what they had in these dump trucks when Aunt Margaret was basically just like body slammed to the ground by one of these commissars or whatever you want to call them, acting like an authoritarian nutcase. So there, I mean, there's a lot of this evidence is going to start leaking out now, folks. I mean, you're going to see it. We're going to be posting it on our YouTube, and we're going to be sharing it on RBN's Facebook page and on the website. And you'll get to see some of this evidence that was withheld, not only from the jury, but from the defense in any kind of reasonable time, the snipers, all of this other business. And the prosecutors, not only did the prosecutors withhold this information, but they actually were making fun of the defense, calling them conspiracy theorists, telling them that they were over exaggerating, over dramatizing the threat that was they were surrounded with, and all of this business, which is one of the things that Judge Navarro had mentioned. You know, they basically castigated these folks and called them, and this is what the left loves to do. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, come to find out, they were sitting on most of the evidence that would have exonerated the folks anyway. And here's something else: this element of the jurors showing up and saying and stating so plainly that they wouldn't miss it for the world. Keep in mind that the jury was prevented from seeing the majority of this evidence, and they still felt that way. That, in and of itself, is pretty powerful.
Well, and you know, I would not, Tom, I would caution you not to politicize this by saying the left, because these people that were out there doing this training with their attack dogs, and by the way, if you shoot one of their canines, you might as well just shoot a cop, because they figured their four-footed friends is on equal level with the human cop. Now, let me finish here. By anointing this with the left slant, this has nothing to do with the police state. And that's,
yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right. I should have said progressives, because there's progressives on both sides.
Well, it's not even progressives, Tom. It is the police state, and it knows no political. Well, don't ask James Comey or anybody else. But what I'm saying here is there's no wiggle room in this. If one of your field agents commits a crime, this goes all the way back up the ladder. The guy sitting in the catbird seat for the FBI is just as responsible for what their agents do out in the field, and here's where the buck stops. Now, I've noticed that the new FBI director has been persona non gratis. He's nowhere to be seen. And most of this stuff that we're seeing right now, the politicization, the going after Donald Trump, the collusion, the this, the that, and the other, they've got a brand new one. Somebody wrote a book, filled it full of lies, and somehow Trump is unstable and he shouldn't be president. This is a political move, but it's motivated by the deeper state, let's just say. We're out here to witness and consume all this. And if you folks, let me just put it plain and simply, because I was thinking a lot about this today, Tom. I'd had several conversations with people, and people are awake. They're awake enough to the point that they realize their mind is being fried by trivial noise, the endless political, machinations, the accusations. A woman told me today, she said, I'm on overload. And she says, I have switched it off. But during this conversation with this woman, I realized that Ron McDonald, she was from California and escaped. So should you. But she made a statement. She said that, look, I understand. I understand what's going on. I just don't know the who, what, the where, and the why. But I can feel it. But she said, I think their intention is to over-dramatize, take things out of proportion. In other words, turn your brain into something like a popcorn kernel. Get it hot enough, and then it just pops. And she said, I believe it's designed that way. I told her, I said, aren't you in luck? Because there just happens to be a network that you can go to that we don't subscribe to any political party, whether that be Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or whatever political label you want to come up with. I said, because politics has nothing to do with what's going on now.
And that's a good point.
And it shouldn't be. because it is it's blind to supposed conservatives. They've been replaced by Republicans in name only. We have people in the Democrat side that I wouldn't necessarily consider them to be blue dog, and have literally picked up the mantra, the socialism and the communism mantra. And this is their last-ditch attempt. This is not going to get any better politically for an advantage to them than what you're seeing right now. So they're going for broke. They even, Tom, they even trotted out Mike, what's her name, the rich little socialist out of Chicago running for president? Oprah.
Oprah
Winfrey.
Oh, please.
Has said that she's seriously considering running for president. And I'm like...
Yeah, well, I got a good photograph to start off the attack with. There's a photograph that was just released, I think, yesterday, of Oprah sucking on Harvey Weinstein's ear.
Wow. Wow. Well, don't tell... What was the guy that she never marries that's always hanging in the background?
Edmund?
Yeah.
Stedman. Stedman.
Yeah.
At any rate. All right. We have digressed here. Well, Tom, you're going to be on the air tonight at 9 o'clock, I assume.
I will be.
And I'd put out my feelers here, and I'd use this little situation as a little advantage. I'd start going up the fish ladder here and finding out what the hell they're doing with you, what's the disposition, and can I leave now?
Yeah, that would be that's about where my significant other is too, put it mildly.
Okay. Very good. Well,
all right.
You know, it's been rough. It's been hard on you. People that listen to this network weren't sitting behind bars because of this, but they were paying with rapt attention. And this is somewhat of a victory.
Yes, it is. It is.
I would say, because there was bloodshed. There was a dead person. It didn't turn out, and Lavoie Finicum had absolutely no intentions of doing any of this stuff. Here's a man that stood up, and he stood up, he stood tall, and they cut him down. That man lost his life, but here is a gift that's paid forward for us.
Yes.
Take the example of the man's courage, and Ammon Bundy as well, and the Bundy family, and everybody involved that went out there, that stood their ground and said, you know what, enough of this. Enough. All right. Mr. Lacovera, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Well, what do you think about that one, Ron?
Well, exciting news, actually, very exciting news. But, you know, you have to think about, well, where's the justice against the prosecution, against those people that acted against the Bundys?
Thank you. And I was alluding to that with you've got FBI agents out there shooting and killing people and then lying about it. You know, what's the action going to be taken against these people?
If any.
If any. Thank you for saying that. And I'm telling you, the FBI director is just as culpable. If he's got agents out in the field and he is that much out of control to allow field agents to do such things that they were putting together kill lists, and the prosecution for the federal government was hiding and burying evidence. I mean, the statement that the jurors came back, they were dismissed, they were excused, but they came back into the courtroom to watch this. They knew how important it was. Is that any indication of how they would have voted as a jury? I think this...
Yeah, absolutely. I know you weren't asking me the question.
Yeah,
but
that was
absolutely
rhetorical, but yeah. Yes. I mean, because that would have set a precedent. A not guilty verdict on this would have set a precedent, and they weren't about to have that.
Yeah, and that the judge rendered his decision with prejudice so it couldn't be retried. That's incredible right there.
Well, and that is a double-edged sword, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah, for to put this thing thoroughly to bed, never to arise, a retry would have done that, possibly. But we've had people, Ammon Bundy himself was locked up for over 700 days. I think he spent, memory is not producing, but I think he was in solitary confinement, Mike, for what, 7 months or something? Four and a half months. Wow. In solitary. And what did the man do? What did he do? And they were basically torturing him. And what we're seeing now, and we've got a bird's eye view into this police state system, and more importantly, the attitudes of these people. I don't recognize them as being American. I don't recognize them as being in any type of law enforcement that I want to see. And to throw this to the wind, to call that political, that's why I checked Tom on this right out of the chute. This is not about politics. What I consider politics today is both parties ignoring the standard of which everything should be run by, and that is the Constitution. So right. I don't want to politicize this one, because this ain't got a damn thing to do with politics.
But, you know, the thing also that I think has been weaned out of Americans is courage. Here we see a man that stood up for what he believed was a right against a wrong. And where do you find that in America right now? I mean, where is it? I mean, we're taught to be quiet, raise your hand. I mean, where's that courage, that maverick attitude?
Well, and as I was stating, and I was going to save this to you and I were just on air, but I kind of let it out of the bag here, that I've been talking to people today. One guy, he must have been 80-some years old. He said, I'm worried. He said, not for myself. He says, my daddy's gone, my brother's gone. He said, I'm the last one left. He says, but they're children. He says, I'm afraid for their children. I looked at him and I said, I don't even know you or your children, and I am afraid for them as well. And he just stopped and he looked, and I smiled, and I looked at him and I said, sir, I said, there are millions that feel the same way that you feel. They have not been given a platform. They have not been given a voice. The only recognition of some ruckus that was going on was behind President of the United States, the election here of Donald Trump. I said, that is the only voice so far that people have been, and surreptitiously, put through Donald Trump, put him in office, and hoping that he was the man that everybody was hoping that he was. Another person at the very same location, a woman 2 months my junior from California, your wonderful state, she said to me, she said, look, she said, I have reached overload. She said, there are days, she says, I pay attention to what's going on. And she said, I know most of it are lies, but how do you separate those lies? I said, that is the trick of the other side, to introduce chaos and no foundations, no real truths, no bedrock, nothing. And she said, it wears on me. I said, it's designed to do that. It's designed to confound and confuse and to wear you to a quick. So you just throw up your hands and you walk away. She says, I'm not walking away. And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, neither am I.
Wow.
She told me she had a 29-year-old that thinks himself as being a constitutionalist. She says, but some of the things that he thinks and believes, I said, is based on what? She says, exactly. So are they based on opinion or are they based on fact? And of course, I had her write in her little personal notebook she had in her handbag the address for this network, and she said, I'm definitely going to be listening. I said, you will hear things that I said at first you're going to want to outright reject because your mind is not going to be able to get itself wrapped around it. I said, but that's part and parcel of the falling away from this crap that you've been subjected to most of your life and mine as well. I said, that is in the nexus. That is the very reason that I do what I do with this network. It's for place for people to have a landing spot, to decompress, that they don't have to fear or worry what they're hearing on this network is just fake news or anything else. We're cutting to the quick on this one. We are a very successful news aggregate, and even some of the articles from the good people have its errors, and most of us are even able to correct those. So keep listening, keep supporting us, folks. We got miles to go before we sleep, but look over your shoulder. We literally are legion. It's time to stand.
No reason to get excited. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, folks, you want to hear what it sounds like from Ammon Bundy? He didn't even clear the building, and he was talking with people. Here's Clive and Bundy's first statement as a free man. Well, as free as you're going to get. that is arguable. In any rate, here's Clive and Bundy. And I apologize, the person that's doing this is doing it by an iPhone, and they're not right up next to him, so you're going to hear people noise and background noise here. My apologies, but there's nothing I can do about that.
I'm not here to be impeached. Let's put it that way. I've been a political prisoner for right at 700 days today. I come in this as an innocent man, and I'm going to leave as an innocent man. My defense is a 15-second defense. I raise my cattle only on Clark County, Nevada land, and I have no contract with the federal government. This court has no jurisdiction or authority over this matter. And I have put up with this court in America as a critical prisoner for 2 years. And am I mad at the federal government? I am not mad at the federal government. I am mad at my local government, which was to protect my life, liberty, and property. My county commissioners, my governor, and my county sheriff. By the way, my county sheriff has lied in the federal courts. And he doesn't make me happy at all. And we have judges, federal judges, that signs court orders. They honor not constitution. They don't pay attention to the Constitution at all. And you know, I'm not true here. There's a lot of haters and betters in this fight. There's a freedom for American people and a standard that we are set to. We have a constitution, inspired constitution, that is not only the foundation, but the blueprint for this country to run on. And not only a blueprint for this country, but a blueprint that will work in any nation on this earth. It's a constitution of very limited power for a central government and gives all of the power to the people and gives us a chance to have a republic form of government in our counties and cities. That's what Bundy stands for. And I'm happy to be a producer. A producer that produces something good to eat. I harvest my cattle. Harvest. A southwestern desert. A renewable resource. And makes an edible commodity. Red beef. It's good to eat. It's a steak. That's what's for dinner.
What's your plans now?
That's where I'm headed.
And God bless America today.
What are your plans now?
You know, I want to talk to you a little bit about what happened in this court this last few days. Judge Navarro, she did the government a very big favor. The federal government a very big favor, and she did the local government a very big favor. She protected them. She protected the county sheriff. If we had went on in this court for a few more hours even, there would have been a lot of discovery made. There would have been entrapment brought forth. There would have been Lombardo's lies brought forth. There were a lot of things that she covered up and protected from coming to the media and to the people. If we go back to court, they'll all come out. In fact, I was really disappointed when we lost our jury, because we had a jury that we could bring this to. What do we have in America if we don't have a jury? The only thing left about our Constitution is basically our jury. And we had a jury set, and we were starting to be able to tell our story to the jury, and we would have... There's not a jury in America that would ever convict us. BLM, it comes to the Indian Empowerment, it'll be the very same thing as last. We will petition our sheriff to protect our life, liberty, and property. We never had a standoff with the federal government. We had a protest to our county sheriff. We asked our county sheriff to disarm the federal government. And he did not disarm the federal bureaucrats. He let we the people go before 150, 200 army of the federal government, putting not only Bundy's life in danger, but putting America's people in danger. He allowed the federal government and their army. When since did the federal government supposed to have an army that comes against we the people? When did that ever happen in America? It happened on Bundy Ranch. They stuck their guns down our throats. And that is definitely not what our founding fathers intended to happen in America. The whole world is looking at us. Why is America acting like this? Why are we allowing the federal government, these bureaucracies, to have armies? That's a big question the world wants to know. We're not done with this. If the federal government comes after us again, we will definitely tell them the truth. And that's all we've ever tried to do is tell them the truth. The media needs to wake up and understand what I mean when I say a 15-second defense. I graze my cattle only on Clark County, Nevada land, and I have no contract with the federal government. This court has no jurisdiction over this matter. I think BLM has burnt their last fire.
What are your plans now?
You know, I don't know what my plans are for sure. I got to go home, spend some time with my wife and my children. I know they've taken care of the ranch as best they could. You know, there's a lot of aiders and abettors here. So are we going to forgive them all, or are we going to go after them? I don't know. But these aiders and abettors are definitely guilty of taking freedom away from America.
Why did the more of the aiders and abettors? How about the environmentalists?
You know, the environmentalists could be a big thing, but let me tell you something. The ones that I look at as aiders and abettors are the ones that have jurisdiction authority. Who has jurisdiction and authority in Clark County? Clark County Sheriff, Clark County Commissioner, the Governor of the State of Nevada. Where are they? Or where are they today? Why aren't they here to celebrate with us today? Because they're the tyrants here. They're the ones that didn't protect my life, liberty, and property. They're the ones that don't recognize statehood and state sovereignty. They're the ones that don't recognize they have policing power. They want to give our policing power to the feds. Can you imagine that with a constitution like we have and our county sheriff bowing and aiding and abetting and trying to entrap Bundy? And try to indict Bundy and trap him. You guys don't know about this, but these are things that would have come out. It would have made them all guilty. They're not innocent.
How did you get through your time in prison?
Let's go breathe the fresh air.
Let's go.
Let me answer this lady. You know, I got to give my credit to knowing that I was right, knowing that I wasn't guilty, and I had a Heavenly Father that helped me every day. I thank you, people. I appreciate the media. I appreciate I want the people of America and the world to know that I love them. And I want them to know that their Heavenly Father loves them and knows them.
Mr. Bundy, do you have a next fight in you?
Let's have a press conference tomorrow, because I want to be able to discuss some of these issues with you.
What's your next?
We want to have a press conference tomorrow, something we discussed as well.
That's the stupid press in attendance asking the question he already answered 5 minutes ago. Ron, this was on One America News this morning. Only as a screen wipe, you know, the rolling ticker at the bottom. But I checked every other media, including Fox, not one word. Not one.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay.
Well, you know, he was absolutely right. He's a citizen of his state first and owes his allegiance to the state, and they should have came and protected him, and they didn't. He hit that point very well. That is, for every citizen within the United States, the allegiance of the state to the citizen is paramount. Especially when you have something like the federal government penetrating the state.
You know, the maxim that we often hear, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. And, you know, I agree with that. But you know what? When you don't have the ability to live your life the way you see fit, you're not harming anybody. You're not doing anything to anybody else. You're just trying to conduct your own life according to your own outlook and your own needs. And that should not come under the purview of anybody else. It's your life. The state didn't nanny you. They didn't bring you into existence. They're not going to live your life for you, but they may put an end to it if you just get a little bit too out of control. Ron, I had Clint Richardson on last Friday, and we were talking about present-day how they rule. And there's a lot to what the man said that was absolutely correct. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, Ron, I'm going to have on Vince Finelli and Mr. Moore that's on our network, I think from, 8 to 10 in the morning? Yeah, John Moore. And they're going to be on the program tomorrow, first hour. And we're going to banter around here and see what the listeners think about a speaker's expo. Not an expo to go buy guns and ammunition or to buy this supply or that supply. That is very time-consuming, very cumbersome, and quite frankly, quite expensive. But what we're thinking about here, and I haven't even told Mike Rivero yet, Cal, if you're out there in Arizona and you're hearing me today, that round-trip airfare that you reserve for me anywhere on the planet, I would like to get that to Mr. Rivero to bring him in for this conference that we're thinking about doing in Austin. And I think, Ron, can you get yourself down here for that?
I don't know. I'd have to see the dates and that.
Okay, well, we're going to try to pick a date that is conducive, but we're going to have to pick a date and see if everybody else's calendar. I'd like Michael Herzog to be here. I'd like Vince Finelli. Here's a guy that's been plugging away for many, many years. John Moore as well. So I want to get people's feedback on this and if they will show up. If we're going to go through all of this, and you really, folks, it's time to stop this cloud contact, this cyberspace stuff. This is how we communicate with each other. This is how we do business anymore. This is how we do this, that, and the other. And it is not the same. I'm one of those old school tactile persons, feet on the ground, shake a hand, look directly in their eyes. So I want to see tomorrow, we're going to be discussing this to see if people have an interest. And I'd love to get Rivero in here. Herzog, I think, would be down for it. I don't know about Tom Lacovara. He's kind of caught up here in the hinterlands of they can't make up their mind whether to cut him loose entirely or not. I would be happy if you could find your way down here to this thing, most assuredly. And this is going to be, by the way, it's going to be a fundraiser for the network.
Well, if it's in the summer, the warm weather, that's a plus right there.
What warm weather? What's that got to do with the price of ketchup? You know, in our cars, we have these little things called heaters and air conditioners. In our houses, we got heaters and air. Even the airplanes. You know, this isn't open cockpit time. I think they're pressurized and heated as well.
Well, getting the public to move, it's usually more easily done in warm weather.
Okay, well, you know, we have our leaves and our trees down here in Texas well into November. We've had a cold snap, and it's actually gotten down below freezing here. But in the springtime, we have spring, and our plants are already growing before the ice has even melted anyplace else. So I'm kind of surprised, Mr. McDonald, you're bringing up the weather report.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting in kind of a cold house right now. It's hard to get when you have low temperatures and you have a larger house, it's hard to keep warm, you know.
Well, you know, there is God's waiting room. I think Mr. Elkin spoke to you about
that. That's okay. I'd rather freeze.
What, then go down to Florida?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
But you're surrounded by communists and freaks where you're at.
Hey, you know, there really is no division between one state and another any longer.
Well, I wished you would have been talking to this lady today that was a California native. You know what she said to me? She said, I would like to be on the border, anybody leaving California to try to infect other states of this union. I about fell off my chair. I just looked at her and I guess my mouth was kind of agape, and she looked at me and said, are you surprised? I said, I'm surprised that a 64-year-old woman is sitting here talking like this. And she said, I've had it. I've had enough. She said, that's why I got out of California. She said, it's truly the land of the fruits, nuts, and flakes. She actually used that and never listened to this network. So,
yeah, it really is insane. I have to agree. But where I'm located, the people are pretty much conservative. But we're a smaller community. But you go into the cities, insanity has taken hold.
Oh, my God. It's worse than that. You know, when you go insane, I mean really, truly insane, you know, your cheese is off the cracker. I mean, you're gone. Yeah. You're in another universe. But this is done by people that are not insane, or at least they have not been declared so, and are functionable, but just asshats to the nth degree that are acting more like they're living in a communist regime than they are in the free states of America.
Yeah.
That's where I see the problem. And as I said before, folks, when the left started to come out and swing, and for this one I will give the politics a middle finger salute here, because they were trying anything and everything to go against all the tenets, anything, any bedrock, anything, any standard that had been laid down. They were there to destroy it. And that ain't going to happen. Not on my watch. And you people in this listening audience, I know not on your watch. 2018 is going to prove to be a very, very interesting year. We'll be back with Ron McDonald. I'm your host here, John Stattmiller, on the National Intel Report. We'll break. We'll be right back. We'll take your calls as well. 800-313-9443.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, switching gears here, Ron McDonald, I was listening to Neil Cavuto on Fox Business today, and there was a guest that they had on that's been tracking and tracing all the store closings and everything else. Guess how many stores closed last year?
I don't know. Probably about 1,500 or so.
Oh, no.
No? That's too low, huh?
Yeah, 7,000.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's projecting that this year, minimal, there'll be 12,000 stores closing.
Well, one of the things to keep in mind, a lot of stores have closed to open up internet websites and sell online.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm still one of these tactile persons that like to pick it up, shake it, see what falls out. I've always been amazed that people will buy shoes online. How many? When I go buy a pair of shoes, I'm trying on 5, 10 pairs of shoes to see which ones are comfortable. You know, I'm just flabbergasted about that. Yeah, I know Amazon and what their stock is worth, and I understand what's going on in the internet. But shopping is a tactile experience and always has been. But yes, did we lose to the cyberspace and web pages? And yeah, I suppose that is true. But, you know, I was talking to this older gentleman today, the 85-year-old, and I said, how many people do you think are unemployed? He said, well, hell fire, they're not even counting the people who are unemployed. I mean, people have little bits of knowledge here and there, but they don't have anything to really tie it up in a neat little bow. And that's what we have done on this network, folks. Comcast, they're reportedly fired about 500 salespeople shortly before Christmas, despite claiming that the company would create thousands of new jobs in exchange for a big tax cut. Well, they got their tax cut. And what did they do? They promptly fired 500 people. Now, apparently they tried to keep these firings secret while it lobbied for the tax cut that was eventually passed into law. The Philadelphia Inquirer revealed that Comcast firings this week is an article based on information from an anonymous former employee. Comcast documents and other sources in the company itself. So, yeah.
Well, I want to mention one thing about these storefronts that are opening up and placing, when stores close down. Even though there's no longer a huge overhead, the prices of the product still remain the same.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, you don't have employees, you don't have insurances, you don't have the electric lights, you don't have the heating, you don't have the insurance, you don't have the maintenance. There's a lot of stuff that you don't have to deal with. And all they're doing is passing on an order. And, yeah, where's the reduction in price? You know, it's one aspect of this that I never really considered, but you're exactly right. You know, the stuff should be selling for half of what it does normally in a retail. Because you're supposed to have people there to help you. There's a building, nicely lit. The air is conditioned. You know, you go in there and you meander and you make purchases. You know, there was a reason why this country first started the phenomenon of malls after World War II. It was a convenient place to shop. You couldn't find it in a mall, chances are you couldn't find it anywhere. Well, there's been a little bit of reorienting going on. By the way, the prediction is first quarter, second quarter, possibly, Sears will totally shut its doors. Sears will be no more.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Charlie in Los Angeles, I've got you up first here. You'll be on the other side of the top of the hour break. Y'all stupefied out there? Don't know what to say? 800-313-9443. Let's hear what you don't have to talk about. Wow. I think that's the first time I've ever said that on air. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.